Greetings to all the spooks and sundry spirits and all you beautiful people out there in the Boo-niverse. Well, I really ought to be posting a boo about the amazingly informative lecture series that I attended yesterday. It was absolutely fascinating, and I learned a lot. It was all about the healing and reconciliation that was made possible between Christians and Jews by a document that was created at the Second Vatican Council. This document, Nostra Aetate, pretty much nixed all previous Catholic doctrine about the treatment and evangelization of Jews. I hadn't realized how extensive Christian persecution of Jews was for centuries. In fact, it wasn't until the late 1950s when Pope John the 23rd had a heart-to-heart talk with Jules Isaac, a French Jewish scholar, that the Pope finally realized how prevalent Jewish persecution still was in Europe and North America. And it was then that he decided this was not right, something had to be done about this. So he made healing and reconciliation and Christian-Jewish interfaith dialogue a big part of the Second Vatican Council. Unfortunately, the Catholics were greatly responsible for a lot of the Jewish persecution because they believed that Jews had broken their covenant with God when they consigned Jesus over to Roman authorities. But alas, some Protestant Christians and Eastern Orthodox Christians as well were also partly to blame for Jewish persecution. And it wasn't until 1965 and the introduction of this document that interfaith dialogue between Jews and Christians became even a real possibility. And that finally paved the way for reconciliation to happen. So yeah, I really should be talking about that because it was very inspiring and totally fascinating. But alas, I would appear to be in a more fanciful mood this evening, and hence this boo is going to be more fanciful in nature. Now, I have a very good friend named Kim, who is a very dear person, but at the moment, I believe she is causing me to go astray. She's leading me down a path that may ultimately end in my doom and destruction. I say that because, alas and alack, woe is me, Kim has got me hooked on some rather lowbrow fiction at the moment. But you see, it's fun lowbrow fiction. I don't take it all that seriously. In fact, I take it with about a zillion grains of salt. She told me about this series called the Greywalker series by Kat Richardson, or Kathleen, if one wishes to be more formal about it, that she thought I would like. Greywalker is about this private investigator named Harper Blaine, who lives in Seattle. At the beginning of the book, Harper is set upon by a thug who grievously injures her. In fact, she is rendered officially dead for 2 minutes. And this period of being dead gives her the dubious gift of being able to see things that other people can't see, paranormal things. So she ends up having dealings, whether she wants to or not, with ghosts and poltergeists and spirits of all description and dark matter and vampires and necromancers. So although this fiction has no particular literary merit or significance, I'm really quite enjoying it. I'm on the second book now, which is called Poltergeist. It's because Kat Richardson really has a lovely way of turning a phrase. Her character descriptions, her metaphors, her similes, her witticisms are just so lively and funny. So these books are making me laugh. And I suppose that's never a bad thing. Now, I must confess, I was a tad disappointed, or more than a tad, actually, when Kat introduced her first vampire into the first book. I thought, oh, Kat, why did you have to cave in to popular demand and put a vampire in your novel? But luckily, he is not your typical Anne Rice or Stephanie Meyer vampire, thank God for small favors. And the book has some redeeming qualities. For example, Harper Blaine does not want to see the paranormal. She at first wants nothing to do with it. She's helped to accept it by an Irish witch, who again is not your typical witch. She's not the average Wiccan neo-pagan. She's actually quite cool. Not that there's anything wrong with your average neo-pagan, I'm just saying. It was nice to see a witch with a few unique, unusual qualities, that's all. I was afraid she was going to be bog-standard Wiccan, and she wasn't. Harper is helped to accept that she has this ability by this Irish witch that she meets, and she has to learn to deal with it because she realizes she can't keep fighting it. Doing so is really draining on her energy, and an enormous strain to her. So, yeah, and also there's a parlor organ, an antique parlor organ, in the first novel that is a conduit for all kinds of dark matter and horrible energy. And it's something that a spirit wants to manipulate in order to cause all kinds of havoc. So antique furniture and antique shops and museums come into it, which I also really enjoyed. The trouble with reading this fiction is, aside from the fact that I feel like I'm reading less than... Sorry, I had to stop there for a minute because my fridge was actually making rather disturbing noises. Oh no, there's a ghost in my refrigerator, help! The trouble with reading this rather dubious material is that it's making me want to write fiction of a similar nature. And this is why I say that Kim, although she's usually very good for me, is possibly now leading me to my ultimate death, doom, and destruction. Because now I want to write about a paranormal investigations firm. I think whatever I might happen to write would deal with someone who is already well-versed in the paranormal and hence already has an idea of how to deal with it. I was thinking of creating this paranormal investigations firm with the acronym PIFFLE, P-I-F-F-L-E. So the first part would stand for Paranormal Investigations Firm, but I'm not sure what the last three letters should stand for, so I need some assistance. Some ideas would be greatly appreciated. And of course, I know nothing about the city where Harper Blaine, the protagonist of Greywalker, lives. So I would be more inclined to set the book in a town that I am far more familiar with, like Toronto or possibly my own city, although I can't imagine a paranormal investigator here. Of course, this would be nothing I would actually really take seriously. It would just be a fun romp. But I've always kind of been fascinated by, even though I claim not to believe in them, ghosts, spirits that have not found a way to cross over to the other side because they have unfinished business here or what have you. So yeah, I'm thinking of starting my own attempt at a novel about someone that perhaps sees ghosts and has to investigate why they're there, you know, has clients that need information about them or something. So if any of you have any ideas and can help me flesh this out, as it were, I would be greatly in your debt. Because I'm not exactly sure at this point what I want to do with what I've got, and I'm not even sure what I've got. I have no idea where this is heading. Oh dear. Kim, what have you gotten me into? Oh, that's what friends are for. Is that what good friends do? Anyhow, folks. Yeah, ideas would be welcome. This is not my normal stomping grounds. Or my paranormal stomping grounds. I don't generally deal in